The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Oh, I'm on. All right. What's good, everybody? Thank you all for tuning in. You are listening to Man to Man, the best NBA show where we bring you the latest topics around the NBA on Dash Radio's Nothing But Net channel. This is your co-host, Andy Elliott.
Alongside your co-host, Liam, the hoop star, Nash.
I'm jet lagged, Hoop. I'm out here in California. It's like 3 hours back from the normal time, 6 p.m. How you feeling, brother? You hit a couple parlays early on this week?
I had a couple of good ones. I see that you finally got a win under your belt after losing a couple in a row there. So
Hey, bet the over on the Lakers Nuggets game one. Cash me out, coach. Little 50 action. We looking more fresh than a jock strap on the side of the road.
Can we just stop and just say that one thing? Your jokes, they're not hitting right now.
You're not liking that one?
Just like your betting, they're not hitting. They're just not. I think you've been reaching a little bit.
Have I been reaching on those?
Yeah, I think so.
Listen, I'm an only child, dude, so I don't get any feedback from my animals when I talk to them. But, hey, we'll work on them. But who needs some gear? We got manual or automatic. Speaking of merch, shout out to Yaz Apparel. We got to do it to them. The hottest streetwear available on the market. They got the most exclusive, fresh, trendy items, including different color set hoodies, T-shirts, and more that will fit perfectly in everyday attire. NBA players like Jackson Hayes has a Yaz hoodie in his arsenal. And, hey, every item sold, they donate clothing to the homeless. It's a win-win. You look good. You do it for good cause. Plus, everything in the store is 50% off at the checkout. That's yazapparel.club. Go check them out. We'll throw the link in the script. Little recap, Hoop, of last week before I shut up. If for some wild reason you missed our last week's episode with Washington Wizards guard Garrison Matthews, go check that out wherever you get your podcasts. You can find us on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube. Go like, subscribe, give us good reviews, and most importantly, share with your moms, right, Hoop?
Of course. You gotta share with your moms.
That's a good one. This week on Man to Man, Hoop and I are going Joe Rogan style again and bringing on another very special guest. Not only did she help broadcast and produce for NBC Sports last summer, but also as a photographer and sports videographer at the University of Indiana. Please welcome Aaliyah Hassan. Aaliyah, what's happening, girl?
Hey, guys. Thank you for having me on.
Of course.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. We're excited that you're here. Aaliyah, do you think the jokes are good or am I reaching a bit?
No, I think they're good. I think they're good.
You gotta agree with me on that one. Come on, they're bad.
Are they bad? We don't like liars, though. All right, I'm reaching a bit. Aaliyah. Okay. Yeah. I mentioned briefly what you do, but why don't you just fill us in on everything else that you do pretty much on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, for sure. So I am currently a senior at Indiana University. I'm double majoring in informatics and sports media with a concentration in broadcast journalism. So at school, I, like you said, I'm a photographer and videographer for the Indiana Daily Student. And then like on the side, I work for the East West Football Network. So I am like a social media host for them. Plus I'm a host for their fantasy football show called This Week in Fantasy. So that's what I kind of do.
You have your own fantasy team?
Yeah, but it sucks. I don't want to talk about it.
You don't wait. Are you 0-2?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. I don't want to talk about it either. Okay, here we go.
I don't want to talk about it. The Colts are my team. Marlon Mack out for the year.
Did you pick him up as your running back?
You picked up Marlon Mack as your running back? Wait,
see,
why?
That's why I don't want to talk about it.
Okay,
I don't
Okay. What you got, Hoop?
I mean, so I guess we'll just start it off here with kind of some questions. How did you get like a passion for broadcasting, sports media, sports in general? How did you, you know, grow up loving sports?
Sure. So I grew up watching sports with my dad like circa like 2004, 2005. So this was like Colts era, like Peyton Manning, Dwight Freeney, Marvin Harrison, Reggie Wayne. And then like Pacers was all like Reggie Miller, Ron Artest, Danny Granger. So like this was the time to be like a sports fan in Indiana. I also grew up playing basketball as well. And I wasn't like very good starting. I still don't think I'm like that good. I think almost every year I would get most improved player. And then I'd like look up like online, I'd be like, who got most improved player in the NBA? And it was like Paul George that year. And I was like, yes, like, I'm going to make it, like, I'm going to go somewhere, you know?
Hey, everybody from that comes out of Indiana can ball. Yes or no?
Right. Yes. Yes. You can.
There's nothing to do. There's just cornfields and it's the country. And then there's basketball goals, I feel like.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Who's your state, dude? I mean, that's all they do. What do you do in Indiana? I don't know. Well, you play basketball. What about like your favorite part, worst part about being a sports broadcaster? Or is there anything that you benefit off of it from just being a female in the sports world?
Well, like one of the biggest struggles is obviously, I think this is for all females in any male dominated field, is like having to prove yourself, especially a female in the sports industry. If you tell a guy you're like, you work in sports, they will ask you the most like ridiculous questions to kind of like make sure that you know your sports. Like, I've gotten like, how many points has Kareem Abdul-Jabbar like scored all in his like 20 seasons of playing in the NBA? And I was like,
that's a little absurd.
I was like, 38,367 points, like, or 87 points, you know, that's no big deal. But like,
oh,
that's not,
my gosh.
I was like, I don't want to answer, like, I don't want to have to answer those questions to prove that like, I love sports and I love the game. And I think people have like a misconception about females in the sports industry. And it's like, oh, you just want to be on TV, or like, you want to date an athlete, like you like the attention. I'm like, first of all, the attention that females get in the sports industry, a lot of the time isn't good. And like, there is so many obstacles that we have to overcome. And I don't think a female would be in the sports industry if they didn't love the game. That's it. And
is there somebody that you looked up to, like a Doris Burke or anybody else?
Doris Burke, Sage Steele, like Molly Karam. Like, I look up to all of those women, and I just have so much respect for them because they were able to pave the way for me. And there's still women out there that are still paving the way for me and that I still look up to. So
that's like me being in PR, dude. Like, that's what I benefit, just being a guy, you know, like, I'm like, hey, I do PR. They're like, really? Like, all my classes in school were all girls. I got picked on all the time. It's a little uncomfortable, to be honest, because I didn't know any answers at all. Yeah, that's what I did. So that's cool. What else you got? You got anything off that, Hoop?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'll ask, what would be like kind of your dream job then, the future? Are you want to go back to NBC Sports, maybe ESPN?
So
you
like,
do you want to cover basketball, football? What is it?
So it would be great to go back to NBC Sports, but I love basketball. So if you're talking dream job, like this will probably like happen. This is like very.
Wait, it can happen.
Oh, I don't know. True. Like, I want to be, I want to work for NBA on TNT. It's like a future commentator, but like, I'm not a former NBA or WNBA player. So, but like, you know, I got most improved every season.
Throw that on the resume.
Basketball,
dude.
You know, slide that towards the Turner Network executives, you know. How could they
Doris Burke, I guess Doris, she played college ball, but Rachel Nichols, did Rachel Nichols play college ball?
I don't think so. I don't think she did.
She just worked her tail off. And
yeah,
got,
she did. Yeah.
Got here same, and there. And
same with like Molly Karam.
Yeah. Dude, Molly's my girl, dude. I love Molly. She's super cool. Like, should we do a Pacer Nation segment?
Yeah, I was going to say, we got to do a little Pacer Nation segment right here. Then.
Okay. Let's do it. That's what I was searching for. I was like, what should we do? Should we do the Pacer Nation segment? Okay, let's do it.
We definitely should. So I guess let's just start with the Pacers and the head coach, Nick McMillan, getting fired. Obviously, there's questions around Vic, you know, if he's going to, you know, stay with the Pacers. Do you think it was kind of a good move for the Pacers to let Nate go, or what would you have done or like to see? Should we have kept him, or what's going on there for you?
So I guess I was really upset when, you know, the Pacers let Nate go. Like, he was fired solely based on his playoff performance that they had. And I honestly don't think it was completely his fault. Like, I think he's a phenomenal coach. You know, he's made the best situation with the players he's been given. Victor Oladipo turned into a star under his coaching. Sabonis turned into an all-star. So they have exponentially exceeded everyone's expectations of them. And last season when Oladipo went down against the Raptors, you know, they still finished fourth in the East. So I think if you consider the amount of injuries they've had to deal with, Oladipo and Sabonis not being in the bubble, I don't think you can judge this team based on like a first round sweep. So I was really upset.
I mean, you haven't made it out of the first round for like 3 years now though.
Yeah. Are you sure though? Do you really feel that way?
Yes, I do. Like I honestly think like if you look at our team, like Sabonis or like Aaron Holiday was like up and coming, Justin Holiday, Malcolm Brogdon had a great start to the year, Jeremy Lamb, like these players, when they go to Indiana, like they have a great season.
Yeah, we gotta get into playoff mix sometime.
Yeah, see, I agree. Are you just like a Nate? Like I'm a Nate fan, and I get like the injuries and everything, but you get four tries though. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you wait another? Like, no, because everyone's impatient, obviously, in 2020 right. In this whole generation. You gotta sign someone else. That's I honestly love the move because it. I think for Vic, what you were saying, Hoop. It'll maybe help him stay, or it's like totally like it's the opposite. There's no in the middle. Like if Nate's gone, Vic's like, all right, cool. Now I can for sure leave. Or if Nate's gone, they can be like, okay, cool. Who's going to be the next head coach?
I mean, maybe. There's rumors of like Vic not wanting to stay. So I feel like this is going to just push him.
So you think Vic's gone?
Oh yeah.
Do you want to, should we all just cry real quick?
I know, right? It's like Andrew Luck.
I think honestly though, for staying on the Vic topic real quick, I think because of his injury and it's kind of questionable, we're gonna have to pay him, you know, money here coming up. So I say we should trade him before we like lose him to free agency. So if he wants to leave, we should get some type of value in return, and that would be trading him. So
we're not just gonna drop him. Why would we just drop him?
I think the Pacers should evaluate potentially trading him, but I don't think I think they're gonna get like lowballed. Like I honestly do. I don't think we should take that. I
mean, what about Mike D'Antoni? You think he's gonna be the next head coach?
Well, Mike D'Antoni has like his own system. You know, I don't know if it's gonna translate with like the bigger players, like big guys like Sabonis and Miles.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he plays like an up tempo, like offensive style kind of thing. So I don't know, like he's led four different teams to playoffs, two different teams to a conference final. So I don't know. And the thing is, we would have to pay him a lot. He turned down a 1-year extension with the Rockets. So for $5 million. So we would have to pay him a lot. Like it's going to be expensive. So.
Well, with Sabonis, like those two big guys, I know Miles can, you know, pick and pop and shoot the three, but Sabonis, I think everybody knows, is not really a shooter. And yeah. Tyson Chandler was like nowhere to be found. We talked about that. Tyson Chandler, he's like the tallest guy on the Rockets, but he didn't even play at all. So I feel like D'Antoni trying to come in. See, I don't know. I don't know if he would come in and try to like make it small ball Indiana Pacers style and like maybe just stick Sabonis on the block and then Miles kind of hangs out like a piece. I don't know if I would like that. The Chauncey Billups thing was hype though. Is that a thing or no?
Oh my God. I freaked out when I saw that. I don't know if it was just like a rumor or like what. Like, I don't. It would be amazing.
Okay, so we're putting money on it. We're going to get D'Antoni and then get swept again. All right. All right, what else we got? I guess we're going to shoot the shit then, all right? Yeah, you cool with that? So shooting the shit, we did it last week with Garrison. We're kind of just eating up on it. It's just going to be funny. It's just you got to answer the first thing that pops into your head. Cool?
Sure.
Sure? Or do you not want to do it?
I mean, what does it entail?
Well, you're about to find out.
Questions, and the first thing that pops in your head, just give the answer to us.
Yeah, okay, here we go. I'll give you an example. Favorite song or album right now? Who are you listening to? You can check out your Spotify if you need to.
Like St. John. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, we know who that is. What do you think? We live on a rock or something? Roses? I mean, I know Roses and then Heard You Got Too Lit last night.
Roses. Not just Roses. Not the Roses remix. Not the Roses remix.
Okay, but Heard You Got Too Lit last night? Yeah, that one bumps.
Yeah.
What's your favorite song by St. John?
I would say Trap. I think it features Lil Baby. That one.
There you go.
Lil Baby. Get that out of here. All right. So who do you secretly listen to?
Who do I secretly listen to?
Yeah.
Don't want anybody else to know that you listen to this artist.
Yeah. And
like Britney Spears or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like Britney Spears.
Oh, I feel like I don't really listen to like male artists.
You heard that one, Hoop?
I don't think so. Not that one.
Yeah, I neither.
I might have to.
That one was kind of fresh, though.
He might have just put us on.
All right, so nobody secretly listened to you. Just throw it all out there for everyone to see. Are you listening to?
Yeah, I feel like I'm not really embarrassed of who I listen to.
Okay, well, I'm embarrassed about a lot of things. Okay, listen. If you were stranded on a deserted island, what three items you bringing with you? Oh. And you can't say, all right, hold on. I got rules to this now.
Yeah, rules. You got to put the rules in now.
You can't take a boat to leave the island. You can't do that, okay? Three things, what you bringing with you?
Wait, yeah. Do I have, like,
three items, three things?
Any internet connection, no Wi-Fi, no nothing?
It's an island.
I mean, you can't, unless you're on airplane mode or something, and I don't know.
It's a deserted island. No, it's just you.
We're talking, a real deserted island. Okay, items, ideas, anything.
Does endless supply of, like, food and water count?
Hold up. That's like endless.
Endless. That's endless.
That's not.
I'm going to die on this island if I don't have food and water.
Is that acceptable?
Or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know about that. Endless. I thought we asked three.
And I bring a wireless router and like some kind of like plug outlet. Or I don't even know how it works. All right.
We'll give you the endless water, but you have to pick one food. It's not like you get a whole buffet out there.
One food.
Yeah.
How do I cook it?
Start a fire.
So it could be watermelon if you want. Like, you could probably survive off of watermelon or fruit, right?
Yeah. I would probably say, like, what is like a good food to have? I don't know. I eat out a lot. That's the thing. Like, Chipotle. Can I have an endless supply of Chipotle?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's
like,
one food.
But like one thing from Chipotle, though.
Like a burrito bowl from Chipotle.
What you getting at Chipotle? What you mean? Like, I know my order right when I go in, like before I even step in foot.
Like. I have trouble answering like such simple questions. You can literally ask me anything about basketball and I'll answer it straight away. But Chipotle.
Burrito. Okay. Burrito, water. That's two.
Burrito, water.
Right? Yeah, that's two.
And then like your pet or somebody. I don't know. Something.
You bringing your pet? Your pet's going
to
die.
Somebody bring some. Why would I bring? No.
You could bring somebody to the island.
You could bring somebody to the island. We've made that acceptable.
No, I'll just do like a castaway kind of thing. Like,
what you want to bring? A volleyball?
No. Okay. The third thing.
I'd bring a basketball goal or something.
Oh, yeah. So you could just play.
But it's the goal. You got to make a ball somehow. You don't get both.
Wait, what? Then what's the point? I would say those games where like it has like the hoop. Like you just stick it on your wall and it comes with like the basketball.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I would just bring that and I'd stick it on a tree or something.
Okay. Hoop, what you bringing?
I'm definitely with Garrison on this one. I'm definitely bringing a female companion. Probably a basketball.
Okay, female companion. Gotcha.
Basketball and then maybe like a pet or somebody.
Okay, so no water. You're dying in the first week.
Yeah, you're literally gonna die in the first 3 days.
I'm on the ocean. I can, filter the water somehow.
Dude, you're gonna die from the salt water. All right,
figure
next,
it out somehow.
Let's move on from that one. Maybe we'll not ask that one next time to whoever else. Something nobody knows about you. You gonna tell us or no? What's going on?
I don't think there's anything that nobody knows about me.
Oh,
like,
come on.
There's some things that like only maybe like a couple people know about me.
Okay. Like, well, that's what we want to know.
Oh, I don't want to like embarrass myself.
Don't embarrass yourself. You, what about a routine? You got a routine?
A routine?
Yeah. Like wake up every day, which you, I don't know, you put your socks on first or something.
A routine. Well, I get up, check scores, check any updates, get out of bed. Turn on the TV, brush my teeth, take a shower, open my laptop, do school. I don't even know my routine.
Oh my god!
It's like the same every day.
I don't think I have a routine. I think I just wake up and I'm like, damn, what do I do? You know, like I'm.
That's
clueless.
How I am too. I'm like, what do I do?
What about okay, so you know, you're interviewing guys here and there. You got a famous person that slid into the DMs or no?
Me?
Yeah, you.
No one's
sliding in Hoop's DMs. No one's sliding in mine. What do you mean, who?
No, I can't. I can't say. I signed an NDA.
You signed an
NDA? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, I don't think anyone.
You don't think or you don't want to say it? All right, what about this? We'll switch it up. You sliding anybody's DMs that's famous?
Do I sign to anyone's?
You slide in DMs?
This is embarrassing because I used to slide into OBJ's DMs all the time. And then, you know.
OBJ?
Yeah. And then I had to block him. I couldn't after I heard about all that stuff.
Oh, okay. So you're not a fan of OBJ anymore, huh?
Not anymore.
All right. What about if you had the world's attention for 30 seconds, what are you saying?
Wait, what?
If you had the world's attention for 30, like everybody is listening to you, the whole world.
I would beg someone for a job as a sports reporter, like someone, basketball, like sideline reporter. I would literally beg anyone. I will do high school. I will do college. Like just give me a job.
You don't want to do high school. I already know that.
I love high school. I literally love high school basketball. I ref high school basketball. And
do you actually?
Yeah, middle school basketball, yeah.
Okay, I was a ref too. I enjoyed it, but I did elementary. All the parents are yelling at me. I don't know why. Same. Were they yelling at? Were you calling travels and you weren't showing them how to actually dribble the basketball?
Technicals, everything.
You were not calling technicals.
Dude. When you're a female who's a ref for boys basketball, you hear it all, like that's everything.
True. So you're calling techs on these eighth graders?
No.
Liam, you ever
no,
got
but
a?
You hear you everything. I'm saying, like, I'm telling you.
Did you get a tech when you were in eighth grade, Liam? You were a big shit talker.
I don't know about eighth grade. I know in high school.
I don't think I ever got a tech. Well, I never played, but you know, I'm saying, like, I talk a little trash. All right, someone sign NBC. Can we? You want NBC will sign you. All right, how about that? You cool
Let's
with that?
Go. Let's go.
Or NBA TNT. Okay, if you could eat dinner with one person dead or alive, who would it be?
Magic Johnson.
No, that's. I feel like you're about to say somebody else. Just one.
One person.
Shaq.
Who?
Oh no.
You want to eat with Shaq or Magic Johnson?
I would say Shaq.
Okay. Is he your celebrity crush?
Shaq. Yeah. He's on my shirt right now.
He's got Shaq on
there. Oh, you got Shaq on there. Okay. You got his shoes too?
No.
They're like $15, Stephon Marbury style. That's actually our next question. Marbury. Celebrity crush, but like it's obviously not Shaq, and it was OBJ, but another celebrity crush. Mine's probably Josh Richards.
I would say like
you know who that is?
Tyler Hero.
Tyler Hero. Okay. Well, we had Tyler Hero on our next question, but I don't think he lives up to the expectations. Prettiest boy in the NBA, Devin Booker or Oubre? It was Tyler Hero or Oubre, but I feel like Devin Booker. But Devin Booker's kind of like a playboy though, so I don't know if like in your eyes that's gross or if that like gives him points down or what. Is that fair to say Booker and Oubre?
Are they on the same level?
I don't know. You know who's on a different level than those two.
I don't know. I would say Devin Booker. D-Book.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, Devin Booker or Tyler Hero?
Okay, I would say like Tyler Hero is like my like rookie crush, kind of. Rookie-ish crush. But yeah, probably Devin Booker.
To be honest, I think I'm kind of crushing on Tyler Hero too. Like you look into his eyes, he's a young dude.
Like you are very questionable, man. I know you're questionable, but God.
Like Tyler, and he plays well too. Like, I don't know, man. That's what I always try to do. Like play well. I never played well, but I felt like I did. And I'd be like, man, all the girls love me, dude. And I get no girls talking to me after games. I'm like, why? Because I'm not Tyler Hero. Okay, so Booker, Tyler Hero, we go on Tyler Hero. Okay, we're going to switch it up. These questions are getting a little weird. What's your most proud accomplishment?
Probably, honestly, getting that internship with NBC Sports because, let me tell you, like, I had gone, like, when I started college, I was, like, pre-med, I was pre-law. Like, I knew I loved sports, but I was, like, I'm not going to get a job in sports. Like, I don't know, like, how I'm going to do that. So I was, like, trying all these different paths. And then one day, like, my sophomore year, I was, like, you know what, like, I just love sports. I'm going to apply to every sports internship I can. I have absolutely no experience in the sports industry. Like I had not worked for a newspaper. I had not done anything. And then I was like, I applied to NBC Sports. And I was like, this is the last place I'm going to get.
Is it in New York or where is it?
So
where was
the,
it?
It's headquartered in Stamford, Connecticut. I was living in New York. So I was just commuting on the train. Yeah. And 4 or 5 months later, I get a call from the recruiter, like from NBC Sports. I was like, what? I was like, is this a joke? I like got like, it was like from a New York number. I was like, oh my God.
How do you like New York? I've never been.
Oh, New York is amazing. It's just like you're in your own world.
Manhattan?
I don't even think, like by the end of the summer, I was like, Indiana, Midwest, what is that? I don't know. I'm not familiar with
Oh my gosh. you're a Knicks fan now?
No. Oh, no.
Okay.
I'm not taking it that far.
Yeah, okay, but how about this? If you weren't a Pacers fan, which team you're ride or dying with?
If I wasn't a Pacers fan, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how I would.
What's your next team? What's your next team you like?
Yeah, you got like a favorite player?
I would say like.
Don't say the Heat. We already talked about Hero. You can't say the Heat.
Well, I was going to say the Heat, but like.
Oh, my. Okay, fine. What about you, Hoop? Lakers?
Oh, I'm definitely a Lakers. Definitely.
Yeah, LeBron?
LeBron's, yeah. Well, whatever team LeBron's on is where I would.
Oh, my God. Is that,
yeah, I'm with that.
That actual answer?
Yeah, that was my
answer. No, I'm with that. That's a solid answer.
Whatever team LeBron's on?
Yeah.
I'm a LeBron fan, so
wouldn't that be better to be, like, a LeBron fan than, like, just saying I'm a Lakers fan? Why?
Yeah, I guess. Okay, I mean, I don't know. I could say the same thing about, like, Kawhi, like, and, like, AD. Oh, I would say, like, I would say Lakers because of AD, because I've been following him since he played for Kentucky, and, like, same with Kawhi. He played for San Diego State. So, like, I would say, like, they're, like, my players that I follow.
Wait, what do you have with those colleges?
Nothing. I just love college basketball, and I'd always, try to, like, see, like, oh, who's going to be, like, the next? Like, that's what I would do when I was younger, like, 6th, 7th grade. Like, who's going to be, like, the next, like, star? And I'd, like, follow them in college.
What about this one's funny. Netflix and chill or Amazon Prime and bedtime?
No, Netflix and chill. No Amazon Prime and bedtime.
Wait, why not? You're just buying, like, it's like online shopping, then you go to bed.
Wait, Prime, don't they have like videos and movies and stuff?
Okay, you can watch the movies or you can choose to just online shop. Netflix and chill, that's like requires energy. You got to hang out with somebody or you can just be on your laptop.
Netflix and chill by yourself.
Oh, no, that ain't no Netflix and chill. Okay. If you had to choose between Big Ten football or Big Ten basketball, what are you choosing?
A Big Ten basketball. Definitely.
Okay. How about this? 2 a.m. Glizzy or Travis Scott meal?
Oh, what? None.
Wait, why?
None.
You said Travis you eat out a lot. You've never had a Travi?
No, that's disgusting.
You don't eat fast food?
No, only Chipotle.
Okay, well, that's enough for shooting the shit.
But
a little warm up.
Yeah, but let's actually go on to more serious stuff. Let's take a look around the NBA. Obviously, you like the NBA. We like the NBA. So we got the Clippers. I mean, I guess since the last time we've been on air, Clippers got booted out. The Celtics kind of throwing objects in the locker room. Pretty much everything else in between. So after game 2, Celtics kind of have some beef after going 0-2 or down 0-2. And then the Lakers, will definitely touch on the Lakers. But let's start with these Clippers getting bounced out of the bubble by the Nuggets. The Nuggets are their first team, you know, in NBA history to win 2 series in the playoffs after falling 3-1. You know, while the Clippers have actually never reached the conference finals in their franchise history, thing was that now that they have Kawhi and Paul George, these expectations were going to be a lot different. We see that the Clippers basically blew a 15-point lead, a 19-point lead, and then in Game 7, they just didn't even show up in the fourth quarter. I guess I'll ask you, what were kind of your expectations for these Clippers this year? I guess Pandemic P and Kawhi.
Yeah, Pandemic
P. Did you see them going to the finals, or what was your...
Well, Playoff P, Pandemic P, whatever, and Kawhi.
Blew a 3-1. You got to put that in a meme. That's a meme.
Sorry. They're not as good as they thought they were. They're not as good as we thought they were. If you watched like the Jump and First Take, everyone was choosing the Clippers to make to the NBA Finals out of the West. So
yeah,
they were virtually the favorite. You know, you're blowing a 20-point lead. Kawhi and Paul George had 0 points in Game 7 in the fourth quarter. So like, yeah, to answer your question, like my expectations were high, but also, Paul George is supposed to be a superstar. He's supposed to be virtually leading this team.
Yeah.
But he just couldn't produce. And I think we all saw that. And I think the most like significant flaw in the Clippers, the most important flaw, is the chemistry on the court. You know, you have 2 new stars that are integrated into your offense. You know, Spurs and Raptors, Kawhi came from, they were so structured and they had great coaches and management. And when you go to the Clippers, you don't see that.
Right. But you don't think Doc Rivers is a good coach?
Did you just?
He's a championship
Doc
coach.
Rivers?
Yeah. Wait. You were just talking about the coaching, or like them being so structured. You don't think
they
Clippers
blew a 20-point lead in 2015? They blew a 19-point lead with the Rockets. What is the common denominator there?
What about Pandemic
Doc Rivers?
No, but But Pandemic P does that for all the teams. He never got us anywhere. And then he goes to the Clippers. Like what you were just saying, everyone had the Clippers. I had the Lakers. I was like, why? Paul George and Kawhi only played 32 games. And then Lou Will's going to the city. And then, yeah, they're just not playing with it. Montrezl Harrell has got a grill that he needs to get fixed. My expectations weren't high on them at all. I just had the Lakers all the time. And I was waiting for them to collapse like they did.
Well, I had the Lakers too, but I think a lot of people fail to realize that Paul George and Kawhi aren't, like, they're not floor managers. They can't take over that offense. They're not guys that run the offense. I guess Paul George maybe has, like, a little bit of experience doing that. But, you know, Kawhi had Kyle Lowry. Paul George had George Hill, who's, like, a steady hand on the Pacers. But they were always paired up with a point guard that was, like, a rock on the offense. And they don't do that now. Like, I think they played together. They only played like 43 games or something out of 72, or I don't even know. Like, they just, that's just my opinion on it.
Okay. How about this?
I was just going to touch on that. I think you're right about the chemistry. And kind of what I saw was they had all these pieces that just didn't fit together. And it's hard to do and win championships if you don't have that chemistry. And it kind of felt like it was all just thrown together, like in a bag, and just like, hey, go perform.
So kind of how like the Lakers were with LeBron at the Cavs in the last couple of years, especially when they got D Wade, Isaiah Thomas, Korver. They're just trying to throw people together, and it turns out to be that doesn't always work more than probably half of the time. Yeah. Let's talk about Doc Rivers real quick. Obviously, out of the 13 teams to come back from a 3-1 playoff deficit in NBA history, Doc Rivers has been on the side, like Liam was saying, losing three different times in three different decades. And he's also blown three separate 3-2 series leads. Yeah, you say Doc Rivers, but in my opinion, I think he's a phenomenal coach. He's a champion for a reason. And part of coaching is being a leader and commanding that respect of the locker room. I think he did that. And also we saw it from his post-game interview with the whole Black Lives Matter and getting emotional with that. But where I think the Clippers had messed up in that series, and I think this is where Doc messed up too, he falls short in making these mid-series adjustments. He put two guys double-teaming on Jokic, and Jokic is obviously, you know, one of the greatest passers. That's a reach, I feel like, but a lot of people say that. One of the greatest passers in the league, at least today, as a big man. So I guess the question, Clip said, you know, they weren't going to fire Doc, and obviously he's a major component in Kawhi joining that Clippers team. But then again, my question here is, like, you also had distractions from the coaching staff with Ty Lue being this repeated name for these other coaching jobs, and they're still in the playoffs, right? So I guess my question is, overall, like, how much of an impact do these coaches have on teams like the Clippers, who have superstars like Paul George and Kawhi?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, like I said before, like, Kawhi came from different, like, NBA teams that were so structured with their management and their coaches and what they're doing. The Clippers don't have that. Like I said, like, Doc Rivers, like, who is a common denominator between, like, blowing a 20-point lead and then blowing a 19-point lead in 2015? Like, he has blown more three-series leads than any other coach in NBA history. Like, I think he's a good person. I think he's a good coach. But I think something needs to change. I really.
You think Nate McMillan would take them to the promised land if he was over there?
I don't know about that. I think Nate should go to, like,
The
Pelicans. The Pelicans. I think
the Pelicans.
To help them play better. He would, like, literally build up that team. Like, he I think he should go there. Or maybe like Philly. I don't know.
Somewhere. I don't see Nate in Philly, because we're kind of rivals with Philly. I can't see him over there.
Yeah, they don't know all of our stuff. So you're saying they got to fire Doc Rivers?
I just think Kawhi.
You're not firing him.
Kawhi came to the Clippers because he wanted a more offensive style. They didn't give that to him. Doc Rivers didn't really give that to him. And all he got was load management. He left the Raptors to come because he wanted more offensive style. If Kawhi stayed with the Raptors, they would be back-to-back championships. They would have won this year.
I agree with that.
I could see that, definitely. So you mentioned that there has to be changes for the Clippers. What are these? Are we trading people? Are we firing? I mean, obviously the coaches, but what about player-wise? Are we keeping all the players? Are we trading? Like, would you trade a Paul George or a Kawhi?
Paul George was terrible in the bubble. Like, you talk about offense, his numbers were garbage.
Yeah. Player-wise, are you keeping everybody and saying, hey, first season together, like, let's, you know, try it again next season or what?
Kawhi's contract is up next year. Paul George's is up next year. Lou Williams is up next year, too. The Clippers have no first-round pick till 2027. You can think playoff P for that. But they can either try again and, like, try to revamp the team, or they can, you know, cut their losses, reduce the risk, and trade Kawhi. But, you know, it depends on what Kawhi wants. Like I was saying, like, he wanted some sort of offensive system. Clippers didn't have that.
Is Kawhi going to
– Well, you can't be bouncing around teams, too, I feel like. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why –
Like, but it would shake up – it would shake up the NBA if he got traded.
Well, Liam was saying – go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say, is Kawhi going to management and being like, hey, I need something to change around here, or is he going to just be the quiet Kawhi and say, whatever management does, I can get it done? Or
see, that's why he's not even in the GOAT conversation, dude. I hated that question the other week. Is he in GOAT conversation? He doesn't even talk, bro.
I know. Did you guys see what Max Kellerman said, how Kawhi is better than Kobe? Gosh. Oh, my God. I could not – He needs to apologize for something.
How about the question when the Martians had the beam on the at the end of the world, or going to shoot the end of the world? Who do you want taking your last shot and making it?
Oh, and he chose Iguodala.
Yeah.
Max just says stuff because I think he has to, because he sits across from.
No, I think Max doesn't actually watch the games. He looks at the box scores and tries to make an opinion about it. I'm like, you don't know anything.
He's big into boxing. I'll
no, he is an excellent boxing analyst.
Dude, him interviewing boxers, like I saw the other day, those guys have no idea what that man is talking about. even it was so funny. The translator is like, he's like, this is such a ridiculous question that he just asked. I don't know how to translate this easily.
Let's go into your Heat, your favorite team, the Heat, yeah. I guess, besides the Pacers. Basically the Celtics, they get demolished in game one and two. We see them bounce back in game three. I know Andy and I kind of think the Celtics kind of struggle because they are young. They do, you know, don't have that veteran presence, maybe like an Iguodala, Jimmy, even like a Jay Crowder is kind of a vet in this league. But for the Celtics, does this give them kind of the excuse to struggle during the playoffs because they are so young? I mean, we got Jason Tatum, who's 23, I think.
Yeah, Jaylen 22.
Brown's, yeah, Jaylen Brown's 23 or 24, like. Is that the reason why they're struggling? Is because they're so young, or what's your
I wouldn't necessarily say they're like struggling. Like, I mean, they got the W last game, and the other two games were pretty close. And I think it's just little things like turnovers, like sloppy players. And the Celtics technically don't have a bench like Miami does. Mm-hmm. I think they were like up 10 in like the first two games. So I think it's just a very little things like that they just need to fix.
And so, like, if they had maybe a veteran, though, wouldn't that help them, like, to turn to that vet and be like, hey, we're kind of turning the ball over, like, once or twice, and the vet would be like, we're not turning it over a third time, and, you know, get a good offensive possession and kind of handle that? Do you think that would help them?
Yeah, I would say so. Mm-hmm.
Kemba Walker, we were talking about, he doesn't shoot at all. And then game one, he goes 1 of 9 from 3-pointer. Then game two, 9 of 19. I mean, obviously a little bit better. Then you got Marcus Smart, who is supposed to be the vet. This guy's going nuts, dude. He's bipolar or something, throwing objects. Yeah, so, like, you can't have that guy as the leading vet. You know, we thought he's Smart.
The vet. I don't know. Did you see him the last game? Like, he was balling out, I think.
No, I didn't watch the game.
Like, they were doing really well. I think that locker game, whatever fight, like, kind of some, like, lit a fire.
So we talked a little bit about this before the show, so I don't know how I'm gonna word this now. What about, all right, so, like, my take on the Miami Heat, don't think they should be in the Eastern Conference Finals. They have no experience. You know, they got Jimmy Buckets, who's probably their best player, but he's never been on that team before. Is the bubble easier to win? Is it easier to win in the bubble because you have no fans and you have guys like Duncan Robinson, who's used to not playing in front of a lot of people? I think he would get pretty nervous if he played in TD in the Garden and Jason Tatum's cooking up. Is the bubble easier? Or is it harder to win games with no fans, especially Heat?
I feel like it is easier for, you know, the rookies and stuff, because they're not used to having like so many fans. But I think, I don't know if it really makes a that much of a difference. But like, I mean, if you would ask a player, where you're coming from.
Yeah, if you asked a player like for road games, do you want to go into say like come into Indianapolis or like into Miami or into TD Garden against the Celtics, you know, that have some really good fan bases, they'll probably say, I'd rather play at home or in front of nobody, right? So I think that's kind of what Andy's kind of getting at. I don't see it. I think the Heat are a good team. I think they deserve to be there.
Me too. I definitely think they deserve it.
Well, you're the one betting on the Heat and losing $100.
I bet on the Heat because they're going to be underdogs in this whole entire series. So I think they'll win this series. So why not bet on them?
Okay,
if they're going to be underdogs,
Hey, Leah, you betting any? You got DraftKings?
I got DraftKings, FanDuel.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You bet
Are
a
you
lot?
Betting?
Yeah.
Wait, what no. are you betting
no,
on?
No, I don't.
No, don't lie. You already said you did.
No, I don't.
But you got the app?
Yeah, no, I don't make bets. Sorry.
So you know what a spread over under money line is?
Yes. Parlays, round robin.
Okay.
And all that.
Well, let's talk about the Lakers. We got to talk about them, I guess, at least once every episode. That's
every episode. And by the way, did they win? I have no idea. We're doing the show in the middle of it.
Yeah. So I'll kind of lead into that. But game ones for the Lakers, they were 1-7 in the last, you know, 8 games. Going into game ones, they've lost. So we saw them lose in the first 2 rounds. And then I saw LeBron kind of get, he was in an interview with some ice on his thumbs and stuff like that. Jamal Murray comes out and says, we're pretty successful because we're getting sleep. The Lakers have gotten, I think it was 5 days in between their series. And then tonight we see the Lakers win 103-105 on an AD buzzer beater.
Oh, okay.
So that's
okay.
Huge for the Lakers. So they go up 2-0. And I guess I'll just ask you this, Aaliyah. When you play so many games like the Nuggets have kind of – been this team that, I mean, obviously they've been in game sevens every round that they played. Because that, would that kind of like, you know, affect them because they're playing so many games? They lead every other team in games played in the playoffs. Are they kind of running out of steam? And if they didn't kind of, you know, make it to, I mean, if they could handle a team like maybe 4-2 instead of going 7 games, would they kind of –
they're running out of gas.
Yeah, would they look better in this Lakers series so far?
I mean, I would say so. I like, tried to watch the game a little bit before we went on, and Jokic looked tired. Like, I don't know. I feel like it does affect them, but I also think the Lakers are just that good. You know, Clippers losing –
it's a sweep.
You know, yeah, Clippers losing just made it a cakewalk for them, you know?
Condolences. The Lakers do look good. I agree. I think it's kind of like that.
And they're getting outplayed. Like, I get, like, their numbers in the first 2 series, you know, almost 40% in both series from 3 points. But then last game, they got outplayed in both 3-point and field goals percentage. I think it's a sweep. I think if do the Clippers and Lakers play, like, after the playoffs just for fun? Or is that not a – can we not do that?
We all wanted the Battle of L.A. Can they just have, like, a
– yeah.
You know, playoffs just between the Battle of LA.
I got Nuggets in 10, dude. They're not getting past the GOAT. All right, so last thing we're going to talk about, speaking of GOAT, we're going to talk about this NBA award, or MVP NBA award, okay? So just like the numbers so everybody knows, LeBron gets 16 out of 106 votes. I said it pissed him off. Also, Bronny's going viral on IG. That's probably not helping him out at all. So here are the stats here. Bron, 17th NBA season, 25.5 points, 50% from the field, 34 from three, 69 from the foul line. Led the league in assists for the first time in his career, collected 7 or about 8 rebounds, 2 steals per game. I mean, those are MVP credentials. Giannis, on the other hand, 29 compared to LeBron's 25, 5 assists. You know, he's getting a block a game, 55% from the field, all these numbers pretty much. Where are you standing from Giannis winning back-to-back and Defensive Player of the Year as well?
I definitely think Giannis did deserve it. You know, people think that just because they lost means he doesn't deserve it, which I don't think is relevant at all. And he, I mean, 2-time MVP, Defensive Player of the Year. He's young, he's talented, you know. If you look at it, Giannis' stats are better than LeBron James. I don't know if you guys saw that. Like it.
We know it's better.
People have forgotten that MVP awards, like, it's for the it's like a regular season award, and that the playoffs or the postseason really has no impact on the voting. And Giannis, I do believe, is like the rightful winner for the MVP. MVP doesn't mean best player in the NBA.
I don't know about that.
It doesn't determine the best players in the league, you know?
So do we give out a best player, or do we go – why is the MVP not considered to go into – or why is it not considered playoffs? Because the guy that wins the MVP, he's not sitting out of the playoffs, let alone he's probably going pretty far in the playoffs, right?
Like you said, you were telling me, playoffs and regular seasons are completely different.
But if you're going to be an MVP of this of the league, your team has to make it. For me, I think they have to at least make it to the Eastern Conference Finals.
It's
they
can most lose an- valuable player, not most valuable team or most.
We're not talking about team. We're talking about.
I know, but you're saying
your team at least could get somewhere. Yeah. They have to get somewhere. Yeah. They can't get bounced by.
So you guys are thinking LeBron should have won?
Well, I'm not saying that he shouldn't have or that he should have won, but come on, 16?
16 out of 106? I think for me, the biggest thing is that they should have taken – for me, the MVP, I don't think it should be just a regular season. I think you got to take in at least round one and two of the playoffs, and then the rest of the playoffs don't count. After those first two rounds, you should be able to make an assumption of who's the like MVP of the league. You know, yeah. And I think you should add in the rounds one and two into your consideration of who the MVP is. That's what I think. And if we, like for this year, if we saw that, you know, the Bucks got eliminated, I think the votes at least would have shown that LeBron would have got more than 16 votes this year. My only thing. I don't think LeBron maybe deserved it, but I think there should have been more of a conversation around who, you know, actually is the MVP, because 16 votes is like, oh yeah, you're there, but you're not there.
He also made a good point with talking about Marc Gasol that went in that defensive player of the year in 2012, but then he got voted on the second team all defense. How does that make sense?
Oh, I just
hey Leah, you're still just, here, aren't you?
You guys okay, are okay. I don't know why y'all are just
is he the GOAT?
You're trying to search for things to just like.
Are we reaching? Are we reaching too hard?
Yeah, that's the right word. You guys are reaching.
I don't think.
You guys can't be happy for
my arms don't go that long. I mean, I'm not reaching too far.
I just think LeBron James needs a little more something, like respect put on what he's leads the NBA history in the most second round or second voting. Like he's become second the most times in NBA history at like four times for the MVP race. Like he's obviously maybe in the top three. I guess you can make an argument there in the top three all time. You can't just overlook that and just give him second place because a young Giannis is outplaying him numbers wise. That's the only thing
you did say he was young.
He is.
I know.
Young.
So he has a whole career. Like, what are you going to do? Give him two now and then for the rest of his years, you know, just not give him one?
Does Giannis get more than four MVPs? I don't know. Next year, it's going to be Luka, Steph, and Kevin Durant. It's like LeBron's not even going to be in the conversation. And they're going to win the playoff, or they're going to win the championship again next year.
I honestly, another thing is that I've heard is like the NBA is trying to push like Giannis to kind of be like the face of the league.
Oh, like, my God.
That's what I've heard. And, like, I don't necessarily.
Where have you heard that? Wait, you got some inside sources that you're not telling us about?
Yeah, I told you I signed a bunch of NDAs. I can't talk about it.
Oh, my gosh. All right, last thing. Okay, we got two more funny ones. We got to get out of here in, like, 2 minutes. But we got two funny questions for you. I guess the second one isn't funny. We just want you to say it. Okay, first one. Interview, marry, or ignore DM? You see where I'm coming from? Dennis Rodman, Charles Barkley, Brian Scalabrine.
Wait, say that again.
Okay, listen. Interview, like this is the PG version of it, just letting you know. Interview, marry, or ignore DM. We're getting creative over here.
Okay.
We're getting athletic as well. Dennis Rodman, Charles Barkley, or Brian Scalabrine.
Did you say marry is one of them?
Interview, marry, or ignore their DM.
Okay, marry Charles Barkley, interview Dennis Rodman, and then ignore Brian.
I knew she was going to say interview Dennis.
Dennis Rodman is like I don't know. He's so interesting. Like, I don't know if you've seen his like ESPN 30 for 30. Like, that man is.
Oh, we saw it. We're trying to be like, okay, last one, best NBA show out there, Inside NBA, The Jump, Man to Man.
Man to Man.
Okay,
I'm always tuned
in. I feel like
in.
She wasn't going to say that, but she
10 p.m. Sundays. Hey, I tell all my friends to tune in, too.
You telling them to tune in?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, Tom, because we get like 5 listens, dude. I don't know who's listening. We're just, man, we don't know what's going on. All right, cool. Come on. All right, where can people find you at on social?
All right, you guys can find my Instagram. It's at AYYELIA. And then you can find me on Twitter at Alia Hassan TV.
Okay, cool.
Okay, I guess, but with that, this episode is a wrap. Thank you, Alia, for coming on. We appreciate that.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
Thank you guys for having me.
Of course. But, you know, we will keep you updated daily on our social medias. That's at Man to Man Podcast on Instagram and at MTM NBA Show on Twitter. I guess we'll catch you next week on that one, Mr. Twesington.
Yeah, well,
namaste, that's it. You guys.
Yeah, we'll do the whole namaste and then share with your moms. Alia, please share with your mom.
'Morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.